Some women are simply born rich, confident, and naturally magnetic to their desires. Let's be clear, this podcast is not for them. However, if you're a soul-driven, visionary, or entrepreneurial woman who's been on a mission to learn how to create a better future bursting to come out of you, welcome to my world. I'm Jo Warwick, and this is Rich, Sexy, and Free. I've dedicated most of my career to helping women get to their core power and unlock the missing pieces for their own unique success. You may already know me as the author of The Big Book of Love. With 30 years' experience in psychology, embodiment, manifesting, and energetics, we will be exploring together the keys to becoming rich, sexy, and free. Hi, my loves, and welcome to this secret episode of Rich, Sexy, and Free. And today we're talking about I am safe. Now, this came off the back of course, the 6 affirmation activation series in season 2. But I know for a fact that one of the biggest issues for my clients, women of all levels, what the message in their body that keeps getting in the way until they clean it and resolve it and heal it and love it is the I am unsafe. There is an unsafeness in, am I unsafe in being seen? Am I unsafe in being heard? Am I unsafe in being big in my energy? Am I unsafe in being seen as wealthy and rich? Am I unsafe in being seen as powerful? That unsafeness appears in so many ways because of the fact we have been holding for such a long time ancestral lineage stories from women, from our past lives, from this collective story about women having to be submissive, having to be small. And it's unsafe for us to be big, even in our programming and messaging, even though the more and more that we're starting to see, there have been extraordinary women over history who have stepped out and done their own thing, who have changed lives, but in such a quiet way. So as we are seeing such an impactful change in our societies around women being equal, and that's all we've ever wanted, is we are equal. We have to own this part of us that I am safe. And that safety can come from the I am. We're releasing what people have called the witch wound, where in parts of history, of course, women have been persecuted for being women and being called witches and owning our voices. But it was collective. That was then and this is now. But we are in an era, a time in history, a time in a timeline, quantum shifting, new paradigms, more and more understanding that the more that we own this divine presence, we get to change our own perception, our own experience of the world that we are living, because we have in a quantum field in the multi-universe, the multi-dimensional universe that exists, that we are always shifting timelines and frequencies. Now, we don't need to get too much into the science. And it's not about being woo-woo. It's just about understanding, how am I owning my power in my body? And how am I embodying that power? Now, I have a wonderful masterclass that you can go and watch called Undercharged, which will take you deeper into this and shift you into understanding how to embody more of this power. But today I really want to speak to this unsafeness, no matter where you are, what you've created, because there has been a driver in you probably to create a full life, a rich, sexy and free life, but probably a full life. Maybe you have a family, maybe you have a partner, maybe you have a business, maybe you've created money, maybe you've worked really hard to get yourself high up in business. You've been working hard to create a life. So what I would say on an energetic level, you would be maybe somebody who is actually energetically exchanging your energy and your time to create this life, instead of using your power and allowing it to be something that is softer and more energizing, more expansive, more nurturing. Not about being soft and girly and not doing anything, but letting it be easier because you're using your power in the correct way. And so instead of having to be the workhorse that is, you're driving your energy like it's a plow horse plowing the fields, that, you know, the donkey with lots of bags on it walking up the mountain, instead of using yourself this way, that instead you're coming from this I am presence, the God within you, the divinity within you, the life force, which is inside of you, and you're using the perfect design that is right for you. Your strategy is your human design, your human mechanics of how you use your energy, and above all else, full permission to be the woman that you are. You have the energy. You were created perfectly. You were designed perfectly for your success. All you're doing now is shifting and changing from someone who's been driving her energy, working really hard to get out of the trauma and the diminished energy, and no longer driving yourself to death or overgiving, which was a stage and it is a stage, and you'd learn more about that inside the masterclass, Undercharged, but to shift into I am, the I am power. Now, in those six affirmation activation series, I talk about the rich as fuck, I am supported, I am free, I am magnetic as fuck, I am sexy, I am receiving. But the one that underpins it all is I am safe. I am safe to receive as me. I am safe to be supported as me. I am safe to be seen in my power. I am safe to own my power, to embody my power, that you're no longer afraid of the reactions externally to you, but instead that you are deeply comfortable and secure with your power, with your I am presence, that you come into what's called union energy, the union of your masculine and feminine, that you're no longer on a conflict internally between your masculine and feminine, that there's no longer a fear and a fight that you're going to be judged, they're going to be put down. That is actually an internal belief system that is magnetically creating an experience external to you. Now, I'm not saying that you came into this world and had experiences that you created. What I'm saying is that that programming was there for you to shift and change, that you could do it now, that you are a conscious creator of your life, a conscious driver of your energy, a conscious user of your energy. And more importantly, you've stepped into your goddess, your queen state, which is I am powerful. I am all that is. I am safe. And that you're no longer afraid of anybody else's responses because you know how powerful you are. I'm not saying that other people won't have responses. It just doesn't matter. Because you know how powerful you are. You know your divine state. Now, I would say that 80% of any of those things that you fear would drift away because they're no longer in your frequency. The more you own, I am safe. I am safe to be seen. I am safe to receive. I am safe to be supported. I am safe in my body. I am safe in my power. I am safe with my I am. I am. So that dissolves most of the things. And then any irritations that come up in your life are only ever as mirrors to say, are you there? Are you really strong in that power? Can you handle it? Will you use it correctly? Because it's not your just job to sit in your power. It's your job to use your power, to create from that power, to focus that power, to send it in a direction like driving a car. Again, Undercharge, the masterclass, it's totally available for you. It's only $33. You can purchase that and it will go deep. It's a three-part masterclass and it goes deeper into this. Not just to understand the I am safe, but to really understand why you haven't been regulated into your embodied life that you've been creating. Why you're not fully staying there. You might shift from what I call the being in a nine, energy is like high and strong and you feel powerful, and then suddenly you're dropping into a six or a five where you feel like, oh my God, I'm flailing, I'm confused, I'm chaotic. This is all because of this bridge, the I am unsafe. We need to flip it to the I am safe. And you are safe, but it comes from the inside out. It comes from this power source within you. So yes, use the free six I am affirmation activation series. But also what I would invite you to do is to really take time to sit into your belly. This is in your solar plexus in your belly. It's not in your heart. Your heart knows the truth, but we need to activate it always there first. So you need to come to your heart, to this I am. And as ever, as I say in these activation series, is to say the I am a few times. Say it until you feel it activated in your body. Hear the I am. And then it's I am safe. I am safe. I am safe to be me. And then move it down to your belly. Now, there's going to be things that have to clear. But you need to be soft, loving and caring to yourself to let the edges drop, the hard bits drop, so that you can come and allow this I am presence, this divinity within you to come forward and expand, like the sun within you being a small ball to being a powerhouse. I am. Holding yourself, seeing yourself. You can do this in a mirror. You can do it with your eyes closed. Try it in all different ways, videoing yourself. I would really look at myself and I would do it with my eyes closed. I am safe until I really connected to my body. I am safe. This very much is around your solar plexus, but also into your womb space, into your sacral, depending on where you are on your journey. So there's going to be parts where you need to grieve, you need to let go. But I know you're a woman who's already done so much work. But these little bits of debris come up to need to be released. There are parts of you that still are not allowing the fullness of your I am. So using the I am safe, using this affirmation activation, using it in a way that you speak to yourself deeply. You're not coming from your head, coming from your body, coming from your soul, bringing it out into you. You're birthing it into your body. So to really sit with hips wide open, to really touch your own body. I am safe. Telling your nervous system, I am safe. And I would use my journal to explore, you know, am I safe to be seen as wealthy? Am I safe to be seen as powerful? And if I'm not, what's in the way? I would explore myself. What's in the way? What do I believe that's going to happen? And then return and use this. You will see massive transformations in your life. This is something I use with my clients. This is something I've used with myself. This is the power of the divine shifting within you. This is the energy shift. And there are layers to this. So if you feel called, you want to go into it even deeper with the Undercharged, the masterclass, you can go and grab that for $33 from richsexyandfree.com. And of course, there's an opportunity to go into the extended version as well. So there is an extended version of Undercharged as well that's available for you to grab. So this will really change your world. You've done so much work. You are truly an incredible woman. And I know that you have this strong vision. I know that you have strong power. You're not in trauma anymore. But you are in a state of irregulation in your body, swinging between the I am safe and I am not safe. The fears and the debris that are in your body and your mind. And they want to argue. So I really invite you to use this. I'm sending you so much beautiful love on this little secret special podcast just for you.
It's been great to connect with you today. But before you leave, if you want to find out more about how I can help you personally or check out any of my books, products or coaching packages, just simply go ahead and visit richsexyandfree.com. And I look forward to seeing you next week on the podcast.